And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. You remember that climate study Democrats love to wave around? Well, it turns out it was complete garbage. That's right. The research claiming that the global GDP would plummet 62% by the year 2100 due to climate change was the second most cited climate paper in 2024, and it's been thoroughly debunked. The problem was bad data from Uzbekistan that showed their economy falling off of a cliff in 2000 and then magically doubling in some regions by 2010. Without that bogus data, the predictions dropped from 62% economic collapse to about 23%. A federal judge just dealt a major blow to President Trump's efforts to purge discriminatory DEI programs from public schools. A district judge in Maryland, Stephanie Gallagher, who was appointed by Trump no less, struck down Education Department guidance that warned schools against DEI programs discriminating against white and Asian students. The reasoning? Well, it was that the administration didn't follow proper procedure. So while schools continue programs that literally judge students by their skin color, we're told the real problem is paperwork. And two Republican senators are demanding a congressional investigation into Meta after Reuters discovered the company's internal documents permitted AI chatbots to engage children in romantic or sensual conversations. Meta only removed these guidelines after getting caught by reporters. Senator Josh Hawley called it grounds for an immediate congressional investigation, while Senator Marsha Blackburn noted that it shows why we need the Kids Online Safety Act. Meta's response? Crickets. Costco delivered some rare good news, announcing that they will no longer sell the abortion pill Mifepristone at their 500-plus pharmacies nationwide. The company cited lack of demand as their reasoning. Apparently, their customers prefer shopping for bulk toilet paper over ending pregnancies. NFL fans are pushing back hard against the Minnesota Vikings' flamboyant male cheerleaders, with one rookie cheerleader going viral for all the wrong reasons. Not even going to say his name, but his overly feminine performance sparked massive backlash. The Vikings defended their squad, of course they did, claiming male cheerleaders are nothing new, but completely missed the point. Beyond Meat is desperately denying bankruptcy rumors as their fake meat empire is crumbling. Revenue fell 19% this year to just $75 million, with operating losses of nearly $35 million. Americans still prefer actual beef over plant-based science projects. Who would have predicted that? Attorney General Pam Bondi has officially stripped Washington, D.C. of its sanctuary city status, rescinding three orders that prevented police from cooperating with ICE. The city's police chief lost her authority to a new federal emergency commissioner, and officers must now share information about illegal aliens with federal authorities. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.